All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this show we do every week dealing with various issues pertaining to mental health in our lives from a very holistic perspective, which means body, mind, and the spiritual issues that are relating to it as I deal with as a therapist as well as my own life. This is a live call-in show, and since I don't have a guest this evening, the callers are my guests. So if the topic, which I'll get to in a moment, triggers you and you have something to add to the show, please feel free to call in. And the 800 number or 866 number is 866-277-5369. That's 866-277-5369. If you're in the local Phoenix area, it's 277-5369, area code 602. So welcome to the show this week, and my topic tonight is surviving a breakup, tools to heal the heart. And if anyone is not tuned into the Olympics tonight and are listening, I'm sure anybody listening tonight could relate to what it's like to have a disappointing relationship, a relationship that doesn't meet your expectations, a relationship that doesn't go where your fantasies wanted it to go. I'm sure most people listening, if not everyone, can experience a letdown in a loving relationship. And it may be a pattern that you have in your life, which is an important thing we're going to be speaking about tonight, of relationships that don't seem to work. And they seem to repeat the same issues over and over again. And whether it's you leaving or you keep getting into relationships where people leave you, it's still about identifying the problem. The breakup of a romantic relationship obviously can be a very sad experience. And when we enter such relationships, we really give part of ourselves to someone else, and we grow to depend on that person for many of our emotional needs. We learn to trust that person. Now, learning to depend on another person for our emotional needs, to me, is not the healthiest way to be in a relationship. But learning to trust is an important aspect. And it rarely occurs to us that the relationship we're getting into is going to end. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't allow ourselves to be so vulnerable to another. Or some of us get involved in relationships where we know it's going to end. That's our belief, that nothing lasts, and, you know, they're going to leave me sooner or later, so I better leave first. You know, the loss of a romantic relationship can create a real void in your life. And the process of grieving that loss is similar to grieving the loss of a loved one through death. You may experience a range of emotions, from a numbness to sadness and despair to anger. And the numbness is our way of protecting ourselves from overwhelming feelings that along with such a loss. Depression is a form of numbness. Depending on how much time you and your romantic partner spent together and how long the relationship lasted, your whole lifestyle may be shaken up. And as you try to fill the spaces in your life that were filled with that person, you may have constant reminders about him or her. If you live or work near them, you may see them occasionally walking around familiar places, you know, those achy feelings when you're in a restaurant that the two of you may have eaten together, or doing something that you remember sharing with them. Having mutual friends can even be particularly awkward at times as you try to figure out how to maintain these friendships without running into your ex, but also how do you maintain the friendships without putting them in an awkward situation. And very often these friends don't know how to handle the breakup. And You may feel that they're tired of hearing your feelings about the breakup, and they may just say to you, it's time to get over this already. They may not understand your stuck feelings, your ambivalence, and they may not understand you're still caring for someone who may have hurt you. It's easy for an outsider to tell you what you should be feeling, but romantic relationships are very personal, and we each have our own way of dealing with their endings. And we can never really tell another person how they should or shouldn't be reacting. And that's the important thing. It's just like I said earlier, grieving the loss through death. Everybody's grieving process is different. And it's important to respect people's grieving processes without really dysfunctionally and codependently supporting a dark place. Now, I've had my own experiences of heartbreak, and I equate it on two levels, actually. You know, about in the 1990s, around 1995, 96, when people were dying from AIDS, and so many of my clients and close friends were, like, every week there was one or two memorial services and bedsides that I was at, I went through such an intense experience of loss that I found myself for a number of years after that isolating and having a difficult time reconnecting and making new friends and filling those voids. And part of it wasn't even my lack of desire for the intimacy and the friendships and the fun. It was partly burnout and partly the fear of having to go through those losses again. A similar thing happened back in college. And you know, I had somebody that I was very much in love with. Shortly after I came out of the closet, there was this guy that I had known for a while, and we were very, very close friends already. And when I shared with him what I was learning about myself, seemed something similar was going on with him, and there was this really deep feeling and such a strong commitment from my end. But for him, he wasn't ready for that. He was still experimenting and not being very honest, and the heartbreak of that not working, without getting into too much detail, actually sent me to the infirmary one night. But the heartbreak was so intense, especially at that age of 20 and being naive about love and knowing the capacity that I had for loving and sharing, and that I still have for loving and sharing and committing, it, in my naive way, felt like a lot of us believe we're going to meet someone, we're going to fall in love and walk off into the sunset together and live happily ever after, like the fairy tales usually say. And that was my opinion. I saw no reason why that couldn't happen in that circumstance. And having that bubble burst really sent me again, even then, into building walls around me that lasted for many years that I didn't even realize were there, that made it difficult for me to have intimacy, even when people were interested in me, in dating me, or even feeling strongly about wanting a relationship with me. I didn't realize till many years later how I had built up this protectiveness for myself and how I kept myself disconnected for a long time. So a lot of times it's those underlying patterns, it's those protectiveness, the defensiveness of past hurts that make it difficult for us in our current relationships to really allow the intimacy to build and grow and to express it in the loving way that all of us really deserve and desire, even if it's frightening. So tonight we're going to be talking about relationships, and I've done a number of shows on intimacy issues, but tonight we're going to talk about relationships and what happens when they're not working and why they're not working and what happens to us when we break up and how we can get through that and heal it. And some of the quotes I'll be giving you tonight are actually from a therapist here in L.A., Dina Batshelter Evan, who wrote a book called Break Up or Break Through. And she, like many others, including myself, really believed that every relationship is a classroom. Every relationship's a learning experience. And when we get the lesson we need to learn, we move on to the next relationship, or the relationship we're in changes to a higher level, and it gives us new lessons, and it gives us new challenges. And to me, the whole important part of understanding that is that relationships are meant to be loving, gentle, and nurturing, not filled with the drama. And the sooner we get the lessons we need to get, the sooner we start learning those lessons in the context of the relationship in a gentle way, in a loving way, and the things that we're learning are actually helping us shine brighter, be more peaceful, more patient, and all the things that most of us strive for, that we talk about on the show all the time. So tonight we're going to be talking about all of this, the spiritual aspects of healing and breaking up, as well as the practical aspects, how not to get stuck in the wounded space, and how not to let these experiences buy into our negative belief systems about our self-worth, our value, our lovingness, all those things that most of us do get stuck in. There are many ways of dealing with this, and that's what we'll be talking about tonight. One of the other websites, actually, that I found is a really good one. It's there's a book written by Robert Burney called Codependence, The Dance of Wounded Souls. And on his website, there's a lot of stuff from that book on there, and a lot about codependency. And he talks a lot about the basic metaphysics of healing codependency, as he's talking about, but in this section that I'm about to read to you, it's really about relationships. It's the same stuff I've talked many times about, Sandra Ray and loving relationships training. Our thoughts, need to be healed, and our positive thoughts need to be reinforced. And Robert talks about, in his book, Codependence, The Dance of the Wounded Souls, and we're about to take a break, so you'll have to wait until we come back before I tell you what he says. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break. Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
You're a top executive, and people in your company are always coming to you for advice. But who do you turn to when you need advice? Another top executive by the name of John Alexander of Telford, Adams, and Alexander. John Alexander has run the human resources of a major corporation, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Now, his expertise is available for your company. From employee issues to hiring the best talent for your company, John Alexander comes with a briefcase full of qualifications and experience. If finding the right employee is what your company needs, John's recruiting expertise can go places and find people who are not only qualified for the job, but people who will bring abilities to your company and help to make your business soar. John can offer your company a smoother understanding of employee issues and consult your company to bring together management and staff to work for one single goal. Call John Alexander at 619-238-5686. Tap into 30 years of experience. That number again, 619-238-5686.
Gain insights into the everyday challenges of your life. Insights for Your Life, The Paranormal Explored, is a show dedicated to assisting you into physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual fulfillment. Your host, Keith and Charmaine Amber, will be dispensing enlightening knowledge on subjects such as pre-birth contracts and body language as a spiritual tool. There will even be spontaneous on-air healings. Insights for Your Life, The Paranormal Explored, every Friday afternoon at 2 on AM 1100 KFNX.
I'm Daniel Radcliffe. You may know me as Harry Potter in the movie Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Magical powers may have changed my life in that movie, but reading cast a spell on me every day. Getting lost in a good book can spark a kid's imagination, take him to a faraway land, or lead her on a wild adventure. Just look at what it did for Harry Potter. Parents, talk to your kids' teachers about available book lists, school book clubs, or log on to scholastic.com for more leads on Goodreads. A public service message from Read for 2002, a literacy campaign of Scholastic book clubs.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a marriage and family therapist here in Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is surviving a breakup, tools to heal the heart. And there is a really good website on codependency that deals with a book called The Codependence, The Dance of Wounded Souls by Robert Burney. And there he says, the dance of codependence is a dance of dysfunctional relationships, of relationships that did not work to meet our needs. That does not mean just romantic relationships or family relationships or every human relationships in general. The fact that dysfunction exists in our romantic, family, and human relationships is a symptom of the dysfunction that exists in our relationship with life, with being human. It is a symptom of the dysfunction that exists in our relationships with ourselves as human beings. The dysfunction that exists in our relationship with ourselves is a symptom of spiritual dis-ease, of not being in balance and harmony with the universe, of feeling disconnected from our spiritual source. That is why it is so important to enlarge our perspective, to look beyond the romantic relationship in which we are having problems, to look beyond the dysfunction that exists in our relationships with other people. And he also goes on to say, we are set up to fail to get our needs met in romantic relationships in the same way that we are set up to fail in life, by being taught false beliefs about who we are and why we are here in human body, false beliefs about the meaning and purpose of this dance of life. Our mental attitudes and belief set up our perspective and expectations, which in turn dictate our relationships with everything, with ourselves as human beings, with life, with our own emotions, with our bodies, gender, and sexuality, with our concept of God, with the concept of romantic relationship and what constitutes success or failure in a romantic relationship. And that, to me, is the same essence of everything I've talked about in terms of the importance of healing what's going on inside of us as a way of having a better life. And to me, what therapy is about is, what are the core beliefs that you have? Okay? Why do we want relationships? Some of us want relationships in order to play out the dramas that our parents played out or that we were taught to play out. Some of us want relationships because we're so lonely and alone, and that not having somebody, anybody, to dance with, so to speak, makes life unbearable, because what happens is you're left with yourself, your emotions, you're left with your own thoughts, or you're left with a daily reminder of buying into the beliefs that you're not worthy of a relationship, you're unlovable, all the things that wherever you were taught these statements and these beliefs, we have a desperate need to be in relationships so that we're not faced with them. But what happens is we get into a relationship with those negative beliefs, with those beliefs that we're not worthy, our questions of our self-image, how our status is in the world if we're single as opposed to being in a relationship. And so if you go into a relationship with the negative beliefs and the fears and everything else, you're going to be playing those out in the context of the relationship. And anybody listening can see how they've done this. Okay, I'd be very surprised if somebody can't, unless you're in some tremendous denial and fear of really feeling what's going on. So if you're in a relationship and all of a sudden the veneer starts being pulled down, okay, what happens when you meet somebody? You start a sales job about who you are, about what they can expect of you. This is who I am. I want kids. In fact, I have a client that's going through some major stuff around the loss of a relationship recently. And when he met this other guy, they were like, he was being told everything that was in agreement with what my client's beliefs were. You know, he wants a nice, quiet life. He wants kids at some point. You know, a real homebody. And really what he found out later, once the commitments were made and the, you know, rings were being offered, all those sort of things, was the fact that this other guy was definitely afraid of that kind of life and needed the drama and needed constant stimulation and new people. And, you know, so what happened was they went so fast into this. And even if it's a man and a woman, I mean, a lot of you listening could relate to this also, went so fast out of such a neediness to be coupled, to believe the fairy tale that you found the right person and this person and I are soulmates and we agree and believe everything the same, that you did not take the time, he did not take the time, even though he wanted to really get acquainted, get to know one another, to move in when, together when the time was right, all this other stuff. So not only is he grieving the loss of the mate, which was about 8 months in duration, but he's also grieving the loss of the fantasy. And that's the other thing that happens when there's a breakup. It's like you're hit in the face with realities of how you contributed to this, what you weren't willing to look at, what you closed your eyes to, the fears you had of speaking your mind and saying what was in your heart, even if it was going to be in disagreement, of working things through and talking things through. And why does this happen? Often it happens because one is afraid of being abandoned to begin with. If I say what I'm really thinking, that person will leave me. So I don't say what I'm thinking, and they end up leaving because there wasn't the honesty and the integrity in the context of the relationship, because everybody's afraid to say what needs to be said. The honesty is a real important thing. So here you are breaking up again for very similar reasons that you've broken up before with other relationships. So it's very important, number one, that there's a sense of integrity and honesty and a sense of pacing to beginning the relationship, and that people get past the sales job that you do when you meet somebody in a bar and everybody's trying to be cool and everybody's trying to look their best and everybody is trying, you know, to hook one another, that you're so comfortable with yourself that you get to the place where what you see is what you get. This is me. I like who I am. And I'm looking for someone who has that same sense of comfort with themselves, and that we're able to start on that level to get past the issues of just the sex and the body and the attitude and our careers and impressing each other with finances, that the ego is not the one controlling the introduction, that the heart is the one controlling the introduction from the very beginning. And we'll come back after this break to continue talking about breaking up.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Are your employees excited? Are your customers delighted? Are your competitive moves too predictable? Are you truly building competitive distinction? If you need help with all these challenges, call PDS Group. We are seasoned professionals who work with organizations to align their expectations, reduce distractions, and build competencies that achieve competitive distinction. With our proprietary tools, we create the ownership essential for systematic change. So if you're stuck in the madness of doing the same things repeatedly and expecting different results, then perhaps it is time to change. Call PDS Group at 616-956-6153 or visit our website at www.pdsgroupinc.com.
Are you a human being or a piece of government property? If you want to learn how to live free from government regulation, if you believe that you have the right to self-determination, the right to educate your children as you see fit, the right to the fruit of your own labor, tune into the number one freedom talk show in the world, The American Sovereign, Fridays at 9 a.m., only on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
One million children a year are born drug or alcohol exposed, and over one-third of those children's mothers are dead before the child's fifth birthday. Since the 1970s, New Arizona Family Incorporated has been providing the love and care needed to get a healthy start in life. If you are a female 18 or over, pregnant or unable to stay sober in your current environment, the New Arizona Family Incorporated wants you to call them immediately at 602-248-7864. That's 602-248-7864. For 30 years, they have been rebuilding lives and putting families back together. New Arizona Family is a proud sponsor of the Talk About Recovery show.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
Good Wednesday evening, Phoenix. Ryan with your KFNX daily forecast for this evening. Calm with a few high clouds with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies with highs into the 40s. Current statewide temperatures are Flagstaff 40, Prescott 40, Tucson 59, and at 10:30, we're at 60 degrees right here in Phoenix.
Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and tonight's topic is surviving a breakup. Tools to heal the heart. And we will be getting to those tools, but I think it's important to lay the foundation first to, you know, why we're in relationships to begin with and what they do for us in a positive sense and what they do for us in terms of maintaining and perpetuating the familiar negativity that a lot of us have bought into about who we are. I mentioned earlier Dina Batchelder-Evan, who's a clinical psychologist in the Los Angeles area, who wrote a book called Breakup or Breakthrough. And in an interview that I saw, she states something that I really like. I believe relationships are the finest spiritual teachers on the planet. Our ability to create long-term commitments and healthy families is the very foundation of stability and health in our community, just as it is in every civilization. Our ability to love profoundly, ethically, spiritually, is a reflection of our character. I believe we all want these deeper values and commitments, yet we haven't been given the tools with which to create meaningful relationships. Now, a lot of Dina's work actually is with the gay and lesbian community, and this book I know reaches out to them in particular. But this is relative to anybody. This is all, to me, that's a beautiful statement of what I believe that relationships are about. The chance of, you know, why relationships don't work, we talked about that. And, okay, what do you do? What do you do if you're at a point in a relationship where there's constant arguing, there's constant pain, there's this constant fear of abandonment, there's things going on that aren't working? Okay? You have a choice to end the relationship. But I think it's important to look at, is that easily a repetition of your pattern or your mate's pattern? And are you willing to work on it before you end it? Are the communication skills there? Are you willing to do some couples counseling? Now, couples counseling, in my experience, I've worked with couples who have come in because they really love each other. They know that this relationship is worth healing, is worth working on. They have an investment emotionally, maybe even financially and practically, but they know that there's a value here, and they know some things aren't working. And that's one reason some couples go into couples counseling. Another reason couples go into couples counseling is for mediation purposes, to actually have a third objective party there so that they can learn how to really listen to each other and hear and learn how they're communicating to one another. And another reason people may go in for couples counseling is to help to define boundaries and expectations that they have. Maybe they're unrealistic. Maybe they're bringing something in where they don't realize they're setting themselves or their partner up for failure constantly, because nobody can maintain the set of expectations that they may subconsciously be holding out. Another reason people go into couples counseling is also to learn how to take individual responsibility for what's working or not working, individual personal integrity for how you keep your heart open or how you keep it closed, how you keep your mind open, how you keep it closed. Now, some people go into couples counseling well beyond the point where there's any hope for the relationship, but it's their way of saying, well, we at least tried, instead of knowing how to end the relationship in any kind of graceful way. And I've actually done couples counseling and helping people negotiate a breakup, where it was clear that either one or both did not want to go any further, but they cared enough to want to do this without hurting one another any more than they already are. And maybe because they're conscious enough individuals that they want to learn what they can this time around, knowing that they have no intention or desire to continue in this relationship, but they don't want to carry it into the next. To me, that's a very conscious couple who are willing to support one another in such a way to actually go for counseling to heal through the breakup together and to be supportive. And I know that some people go into couples counseling because outwardly it's with the intention of working on the relationship, but sometimes one of them is really just using the couples counseling to get out and doesn't know how to do it and is afraid of being the bad guy or the bad girl and just walking out, so they're trying to make sure that there is a safety net for their partner, but they're not really being honest and upfront about it. So there have been times when I've actually counseled people into a separation. Number one, to give some space from the chaos, with the agreement that they're still coming in once a week or more, for the couples counseling so that they can get a sense of what's really going on when they're not in the day-to-day drama and pain and suffering. And that separation, in some cases, has actually brought couples closer together again because they've been able to, in a sense, start dating again and start knowing and understanding what's been going on and knowing and understanding the historical patterns and family patterns they bring into it, and they learn about this together and they grow together. And in other cases, that separation and the counseling during that separation has really been how to help one or both people heal through the breakup, and to do it in a way that doesn't get more dysfunctional and doesn't get gamier and doesn't get somebody stuck in the darkness of the end of the relationship, of the grieving that they're doing, of the drama. Some people come into counseling well after the breakup because the depression is so deep and the pain has been lingering for so long they don't know what else to do, or they've never experienced it before. I had one client about 2 years ago who was deliriously happy for 7 years, and all of a sudden, whether it's midlife crisis or not, the lover just said, you know what, this is over. And my client just never saw it coming, and it took him about a year to really start developing a sense of who he is again and a sense of confidence in himself again. And yet what it helped him do also was to identify certain intimacy issues and patterns throughout his life that he needed to work on. So it actually, you know, according to, you know, the title of Dina Batchelder Evans' book, you know, Break Up or Break Through, the breakup actually was a breakthrough for him. And then it becomes your choice. Do you want this to be something that drags you down into the darkness for many, many years? Or do you want to help it become a breakthrough? And one way to do that is to acknowledge the pain. It's not about denying it. It's not about the way some people do, you know, within a few days or a week or two, they're already dating somebody else and having that experience of a few weeks later, a month later, or a year later, all of a sudden realizing they're in the same position and the grief is that much greater because they've been avoiding it for a long period of time and it's taken an amazing amount of energy for them to stay in denial and not deal with it. And it will always show itself again. I mean, any of you that's been through this knows that you can avoid this stuff for just so long before it slaps you back in the face through another relationship or through, you know, the previous partner, somehow something coming back to you from that source, or you're just finding yourself alone after a long period of time, after a string of short dating relationships, or, you know, maybe lots of sex or drugs or alcohol or whatever, but no intimacy. And all of a sudden you wake up one morning and realize that you're jeopardizing your health, your work, your finances, everything, because you're not taking a direct look at the grieving that needed to take place the year before. So stay tuned, and we'll come back and actually talk about tools and techniques to deal with this aspect of it and to deal with the healing.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefits.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm so tired. I want to get up and do something, but what's the point?
I don't feel very good. Again.
I just want to live my life.
Stop letting your state of mind sabotage your life. Tune into The Mind-Body Connection every Wednesday at 3 p.m. By learning how your mental health directly affects your physical health, you can regain control. That's The Mind-Body Connection every Wednesday afternoon at 3, right here on Hot Talk AM 1100 KFNX.
What if all the therapies, yogas, spiritual disciplines, counseling, and religions are missing the one thing necessary for releasing us from our own blocks to mature and profound states of mind? The forces of ignorance are the causes of our failures and our sense of personal futility. Join Julie Grable and Pierre Grimes for The Light Show every Wednesday evening at 9 as they reveal the fundamentals of a philosophical method which can assist you to free yourself from the unrecognized patterns of thought and action that block you from realizing your spiritual destiny. The Light Show, Wednesday nights at 9, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight we're talking about surviving a breakup, tools to heal the heart. So we're going to talk actually about ways of coping with the loss. And some of this material comes from a website called www.cybercollege.com. And there's a lot of ways of coping, and many of us do not have great coping mechanisms, although some of us have more strength and ability to cope and heal than we give ourselves credit for very often. And if we really look back on our lives, we see that we've really made it through and have grown from so many different things, and yet we don't acknowledge ourselves for that. So the first thing, I think, is to give yourself credit for the fact that you're still alive, you're still in one piece, and you've been through a lot of things. You'll get through this also. And, you know, there's no one way, one best way to cope with a breakup. I mean, each one of us, as I said earlier, is different. Some people find that it helps to lose themselves in the company of friends. Some don't want to be around people. Some people find it helps to get away to an entirely different set of conditions. But that doesn't always work. Some immediately try to look for a new love interest, as I said earlier. Most who try this find that until they get over the previous love, a successful new relationship is impossible. Okay. Nevertheless, there are some important guidelines for coping. And these come from that CyberCollege site. First, don't try to immediately repress the hurt. You may only succeed in pushing it beneath the surface where it will eventually make itself manifest in some undesirable, hard-to-uncover form. A general mistrust of affection, a lowered self-concept, general hostility, or whatever. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel like ripping up a pillow, rip it up. If it feels good to tear the person's pictures in 1,000 pieces and then set fire to them, do that too, but do it safely. As long as you know that afterwards you can live with whatever you do, fine. So the first step is to accept your hurt as normal and expected, confront it openly and honestly. And for most of us, that needs to be done in small, manageable doses so that we're not feeling overwhelmed by it, which is why for many of us this takes time, because some of us need to do a little piece of it and integrate it before we feel safe to move on. It's perfectly all right to feel totally miserable. It doesn't mean you're weak. You don't have to apologize or explain to anyone why you're feeling the way you do. In short, accept your hurt as normal and expected, and allow yourself the opportunity to openly work through it. If you feel that the fault or failure in the relationship was yours, don't be afraid to accept the responsibility. So you made a mistake. Acknowledge your failure and resolve that it's one mistake you won't make again. Contrary to everything you may be feeling, it's not the end of the world. But again, even with this issue, if you're caught in a victim mentality, you may take everything on as your fault and responsibility. And if your self-esteem is already in the gutter, you may be finding fault in yourself for things that really was not yours, was really part of the dynamics of your partner. And it's important that you be balanced and clear. And that's, again, why a therapist might help you distinguish between what is truly something for you to take responsibility for and what is not. Because very often we may be in relationships where someone's constantly telling us we're the problem. You know, it's our fault. This is happening. Okay? Try to overcome the emotional dependency represented by the relationship. This gets back to the codependency issues earlier. If possible, plan a full schedule of things that will give you a personal sense of accomplishment and adequacy. Try to avoid wallowing in sentimentality, pining over love songs, reading old love letters, and reminiscing old times. It's a trap that we get into, a lot of us do. You know, just because a song reminds you of somebody doesn't mean you now have to stop everything you're doing and buy into the self-destructive memories. Distractions can help you deal with your feelings in tolerable stages. A distraction may be the company of friends, a long trip, if you can afford it, you know, or the launching of a major and maybe physically demanding spare time project or some volunteer work. Keep yourself occupied. Physical activities such as jogging, swimming, tennis, or any exercise or good therapy. It helps the hormones and the chemical balance in the body and the brain in particular. And it's also important to make sure you're getting enough sleep. And if that's not easy at first, you know, the exercise may help you with that, melatonin, things like that, where you're not getting hooked into sleeping pills, narcotics, and other things as a way of just numbing yourself, and you're not getting used to doing that as your only way of getting to sleep at night. Remember, as time passes, you will have an entirely different perspective on things. But right now, avoid the reminders. You know, sometimes going cold turkey is important. Take photos, put photos away, doing all those sort of things that will allow you to move on and not have salt, you know, ground into the wound on a daily basis, because our minds are pretty good at doing that anyway. Okay? And although you may believe at this point you'll never love again, try to remember that there is not just one right person in the world for any of us. In time, you can love again, and the next time you will be a wiser person, a person who has benefited by experience and is now more capable of a successful relationship. So stay tuned. After this break, we'll come back for a final word.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing.
Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
You're a top executive, and people in your company are always coming to you for advice. But who do you turn to when you need advice? Another top executive by the name of John Alexander of Telford, Adams, and Alexander. John Alexander has run the human resources of a major corporation, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Now, his expertise is available for your company. From employee issues to hiring the best talent for your company, John Alexander comes with a briefcase full of qualifications and experience. If finding the right employee is what your company needs, John's recruiting expertise can go places and find people who are not only qualified for the job, but people who will bring abilities to your company and help to make your business soar. John can offer your company a smoother understanding of employee issues and consult your company to bring together management and staff to work for one single goal. Call John Alexander at 619-238-5686. Tap into 30 years of experience. That number again, 619-238-5686.
Office Max. Max means more. Small businesses do more every day. More walking the line. More standing their ground. More letting it go. More going for broke. More following the path. More blazing the trail. And Office Max is there with more of the latest in technology, office supplies, and furniture. More services like CopyMax, our full-service printing and copy center, and more low prices. Because success means getting more done every day. Office Max. Max means more.
Hi, it's Imus for the morning, and you're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to our final segment tonight. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic has been Surviving a Breakup, Tools to Heal the Heart. I referred to a number of books. I want to remind you about them because one of the things a lot of the research I did has in common about this has to do with the spiritual component to our own healing process. And the book on called Codependence, The Dance of the Wounded Souls by Robert Burney certainly deals with that because, any approach to codependency and addictions, clearly takes, most of them take a spiritual approach to it. Dina Batchelder Evan, clinical psychologist in Los Angeles, book Break Up or Breakthrough is very much about spirituality. And there's, in an interview that I read with her, she talks about spirituality, and I want to leave you with this. Spirituality embraces every aspect of life. It does not, however, refer to dogma, doctrine, or any specific organized religious belief. Spirituality is an internal sense of connection and harmony. It's a congruency between my values and my actions. It's an awareness that I am inextricably connected at the core to every living thing and that all of it is part of God, whatever you perceive God to be. It's because of our spirituality that we speak and act ethically. Spirituality is the core of every successful relationship. Your spirituality may come in the form of a love of nature, a principled respect for others, an awe for every living thing. At the core of the most profound love in the universe, there is spirit. It's the stunning awareness that what I do to you, I do to me, and what I do for you, I do for me. It's the grace of knowing only love matters. To me, that is very powerful. She goes on to say, I hope we can begin to understand that our relationships are at the core of our spirituality and deserve to be treated with absolute respect and dignity until we start honoring ourselves and those men and women we call beloved. There is no reason to believe that the rest of the world will respect us any more than we have learned to respect ourselves. The world is mirroring our own lack of respect and lack of acceptance back to us. What a great thing it would be to start that healing work now. We can't change the world's opinion of us until we change our own opinions of us. Our relationships, our partners, and our families are sacred and deserve to be honored with healing and deep, abiding respect. She's speaking out to the gay and lesbian community, but that is sentiment and, to me, a philosophy that applies to everyone and to the world in general. And one final word is that, as I said earlier in the evening, the break of a relationship, we need to work through our feelings of emotional dependency. Most of the pain we experience after breaking off a relationship is centered in that dependency. In working through the end of a relationship, most people find or are forced to find a new inner strength and adequacy. Although people are important to our lives and happiness, no one person should be allowed to be absolutely essential to that happiness. No one person should be allowed to be absolutely essential to that happiness. If you feel that you can't live without someone, know that such dependency betrays your own innate worth and sense of adequacy. By divesting responsibility for your own welfare, we make ourselves vulnerable and we can be easily manipulated. Above all, we must assume responsibility for ourselves. A truly solid relationship can only result from the blending of two truly solid people. And that last quote came from cybercollege.com. So again, remember, anything can be healed. We can get through anything. It's about learning to be a powerful individual in and of yourself, and that no other person is responsible for or dependent upon your happiness, or your happiness is not dependent on any other human being. I hope you all tune in next week. Tell your friends about the show, and have a good week. Thanks for listening.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.